And here's another industry that the country's financial woes are starting to affect, the U.S. ski industry. Western ski resorts are reporting weak sales of season tickets and low advance bookings. Plus, real estate prices are sputtering, even in high-end ski resort towns like Vail and Aspen in Colorado, places once thought to be immune from economic downturns. Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC reports.
Here in Colorado, ski resorts are in their annual frenzy of early season snowmaking. Snow guns like this one at Arapaho Basin are churning out artificial snow around the clock. The resort is already open, part of a marketing push to drum up excitement for the ski season. But this year, that excitement has been tempered by concerns about the poor economy. Down in the valley in Breckenridge, the financial crisis is the buzz of the town. Nobody's sure what it might mean for the upcoming season. Dave Garrett and his sister Jenny Shelton own Ski Country Resorts, which rents out condos and destination packages. Shelton says hardly anyone is booking vacations right now, and those who are doing it last minute and for shorter stays.
We're seeing the phones not ring as much, but we are seeing, we just think that, you know, after the election's over with and so forth, that people will start thinking about their vacations. I know they're coming, but they're going to wait till last minute, see what the airlines do, gas prices.
Bookings at Ski Country are about 30% lower than they were this time last year. Dave Garrett says he's also cut back on staffing for the winter, but things could be worse.
Well, yeah, we're glad we're done selling real estate.
Right.
You know.
Andrew Biggin is selling real estate, or at least trying to, as co-owner of Breckenridge and Associates down the street. Sales there are down 40% compared to this time last year, but last year was a record year, and Biggin spins things this way. Yes, prices are flattening, he says, but unlike most of the rest of the country, they're not falling.
And that's the big difference. And that's what I'm really proud of, that, because when we come out of this fiasco in 2 or 3 years' time, you can look back and go, look, oh, Breckenridge or Summit County's property values, so they just leveled out for a year or two. They didn't tank.
At least not yet. Biggin says these last few weeks have been particularly tough. You hear similar things 80 miles to the west in posh Aspen. Businesses are laying off workers. About half of the town's hotels are still empty for Christmas week, typically the busiest of the year. And the $15 million Victorian homes on the market, they're no longer appreciating.
Well, there's no question it's going to have a big impact.
David Perry is executive vice president of the Aspen Skiing Company. He says resorts are offering all kinds of deals to encourage people to come, and they're just trying to stay upbeat.
You know, I don't think anyone would go out and hold their crystal ball up right now here in the middle of October and say, well, this is what the winter is going to turn out like. There's huge uncertainty in the economic stability of this country and all around the world. And so what's happened is that people are not booking their vacations right now. They have more pressing concerns.
International tourists have buoyed the American ski industry recently as a result of the weak dollar. But since the financial crisis is a global one, Perry says resorts probably can't depend on the foreign market as much as they'd like.
I put everything away, so
back in Breckenridge, Greg Altamer, manager of the Norway House Ski Shop, says the industry is used to volatility. After all, business is always dependent on Mother Nature.
We're not sure what's going to happen with the economy. All we hope for is snow, because that'll make, I think, no matter what the economy is, we're going to ski, and everybody's going to ski.
Some of Colorado's high-end resorts like Aspen or Vail may not feel as much of a pinch in the end. The very wealthy will probably continue to ski and book vacations, as long as the snow is good. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler.